But with us now is a man who is really making a sincere effort to change that, and he's written an excellent book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. His name is Alan Migliorato. He has a certificate in youth ministry from the University of Dayton and is the founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. Alan, thank you for coming back and being with us today.
Thank you, Father. I appreciate you having me back.
You know, after we interviewed you the first time on the book, I thought, wow, you really have some powerful things to add to men out there. And when we think about men's spirituality and the spirituality of fatherhood, especially in regard to the daughters, you're filling a void that really hasn't been filled by many authors.
It's really neglected. I think a lot of people don't like to talk about it because, you know, raising a daughter isn't necessarily thought of as a manly thing to do. My family's Italian, you know, and it's always like, oh, how many boys are you going to have? You know, well, I have three girls, you know, and so it's kind of pushed on certain cultures to, you know, to raise manly men and to raise strong, you know, strapping lads. And when you have a daughter, sometimes it's, you know, it's kind of looked at as, oh, okay, he had girls. So they're going to leave and, you know, they're going to go somewhere else as they grow older.
But, you know, who they end up marrying, who they end up being has a lot to do about who their father was.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I see that girls end up choosing men like their father, which could be a really scary thing, you know, for a lot of men hearing this, because if they wouldn't want their daughters to choose a man like themselves, then maybe it's time to, you know, make a couple of changes in their life.
And you talk about that, you know, the very first chapter of your book. I love your topic, you know, in the first chapter, introduce her to God. That if we're part of being, you know, the manly art of raising a daughter is it's we often think it's women that really are the religious anchors in the family, and they play a role. But as you say, it's the job of the father to introduce her to God.
We're supposed to be the shepherds of our family. And in today's world, sometimes it's a taboo topic to say the man's the head of the household. Women don't like to hear that. People have become very thin-skinned in certain aspects, and they don't like to hear that men and women are not equal. But it's not true. Men and women are equal spiritually, but we are all given certain roles to play. Where I'm born as a man to lead a certain role with my family, and my wife is born as a woman to lead a certain role with our family. So that's the vocation that we chose was parenthood and the married life. And I think that that's such an important role, is to be proud of how we were, you know, were born, and to fulfill that role in God's eyes.
You know, I always remember this line from the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, in which they're talking about the importance of the father. But the mother says, ah, the father is the head, but the mother is the neck, and she will turn the father to whatever way she wants him to be.
That is the truth. I love that movie, too. That is the truth. Boy, is that the truth. Yeah, no, the thing is, if we're leading our families the way that we're supposed to, then it means that we're loving our wives like Christ loved the church. And that's a very big role for us to play. That's a lot of responsibility, to love our wives like we love the church. That's huge. A lot of men miss that part of it because they really don't love the church. And speaking the truth like I am, believe me, I'm not wagging fingers. I'm not making any judgments on that. I'm just speaking the truth. So the truth is not nice. The truth is kind. And sometimes kind words are hard to hear, but men need to step it up a little bit. You know, they need to be there for their families.
Well, how has your message been received as you've talked about this?
It's a great question. It's kind of all over the board. I've been at several interviews with different people, and I did an interview not too long ago with a woman who was very very left wing, I guess you would call it, very liberal, and was kind of coming at me as, well, how can you say the man's the head of the household, and you know, women are, what about single moms? And of course, you know, of course, we're supposed to approach this with love. I'm not telling people that, you know, that they, because they don't have a man in the house, you know, and the man might have left, the woman is hopeless. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that men are men, and we're supposed to be manly men, and that means loving our wives and not cheating on our wives. And some people don't like the message because it goes against the grain, because, you know, when you speak the truth, and Jesus ran into this all the time, when he spoke the truth, people walked away, you know, when especially his teaching about the Eucharist. When he said, this is my flesh and my blood, people left. You know, and he's left there standing with his disciples and saying, are you going to leave too? So I'm not afraid of what I'm saying. I think that this is the way that God intended it, for man to love his wife, to love his children, and to make that his commitment, and not to make football on Sundays your commitment, and not to make going fishing instead of going to church your commitment, and not to be the best man because you drank the most beer with your buddies in the pool hall. It's to love your family. And that means giving up some things that you might have done when you were single.
You mentioned that in the first chapter. You believed, as most men do, my father was the same way, that the most important role of a father is a provider. And you mentioned in the book, as you were starting your business, a lot of time was going into the business and not so much time. You did the best you could with your family, but you weren't putting as much emphasis in your family. But something happened that made you change those priorities.
It did. It did. And it still pulls at my heart today. My daughter, when she was very young, I was working on Sundays. And it's a shame. I'm ashamed to say that, but I learned from my lesson, and it's a mistake that I have to live with. I was working on Sundays, trying to work 7 days a week to get my business going, because I thought if I could just provide enough money for my family, we'll be okay. But I wasn't providing them with spiritual love, and I wasn't providing them with spiritual support. And so my daughter, when she was very young, said, you know, how come, I heard her ask my wife as they were leaving, when they came to see me at work, she said, how come Daddy doesn't come to church with us? And I started thinking, oh, geez, she's noticing this kind of stuff now. And, you know, what? I don't have an answer for that. What am I going to say if she asks me? So later on that night, she said, you know, Daddy, are you going to come to church with us? And I said, yeah, I'm going to work on it, honey. I have a lot of work to do. You know, I'm very busy, but I'm trying to, you know, provide for you guys. And, you know, they don't understand. They just want to know why you're not with them. But I didn't get that. And I was still trying to explain, hey, here's why I didn't put God first. And you can't answer that question. You can't give an honest answer to that other than I'm making a mistake. And so long story short, I left very early the next day to go to work, and my daughter woke up and I wasn't home. And she asked my wife, she said, where's Daddy? And my wife said, oh, he's gone. My daughter took it as I was gone, like I left. And she started crying, and my wife said, what's the matter? And she said, well, I don't have a daddy anymore. He doesn't spend time with us. He's gone. He left us. Broke my heart in two. It still chokes me up thinking about it, but it changed my world. My wife was, my wife thought it was humorous later on, but I never did. You know, it always bothered me. And so I made changes. I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done working on Sunday. And my wife said, are you sure? And I said, absolutely. I said, we're going to church as a family from now on. And I'm proud to say that I stuck with that. That means that I lost money. That absolutely means that I lost money as a business owner. But it didn't matter to me. It wasn't as important, because what I gained from that was my family love. And God has blessed me 1,000 times over because I made him a commitment.
And at the same time, because you provided for your family, the Lord continued to provide for you, didn't he?
He did. He did. I'm very blessed. Very blessed. If I lived 1,000 years, and I say this too in my book, if I lived 1,000 years, I would never be able to deserve the love that God has bestowed upon me and the mercy by him giving me my family. I could never repay him. There's no way that I could ever repay or that I ever deserve what God has given me.
I know that one last little story in this chapter that I found very interesting was the one of your daughter being with her friend, I guess, in New York City, and her friend not being particularly religious, but your daughter wanting to go to church and having to miss the first one because she got lost on the subway and then made it to the next mass and then went back with her friend. And it sounds in the book that you're just kind of so proud of her that, you know, she picked up your example.
I am. And no, those are one of those moments where it's like, this is the payoff. To see that my daughter had an opportunity to be in New York with her friend for only a couple of days, but chose to spend Sunday morning going to church, putting all the shopping and all that stuff aside until what I raised her to do, which was to put God first, was taken care of. And I'll tell you, this is not in the book, but she's older now. My oldest daughter is 22 and has been at several jobs where she's told them, I don't work on Sunday. And it's not an option. It's not on the table, you know. And some of them, she's not gotten raises at a job in the past. She, you know, has been passed over for a promotion. And so those jobs, I told her, she's like, you know, what am I going to do? And I said, well, I said, what's more important? Where's your priority? I said, you have to answer that question. You're an adult. And, you know, the answer was God's most important thing. So, you know, if they're not going to understand that, then maybe this isn't the right place. And I said, well, God will provide. It's a temporary setback for you, you know, with your career, will be an eternal blessing. So you got to keep God as a focus. And she always has.
Raylan Migliorato, thank you for being with us today and beginning your series on the manly art of raising a daughter. I look forward to talking to you next week as we continue this book. Where can people purchase this book? Because this is a very important Father's Day gift, I think, to give to men.
You can go to adventurecatholic.com. You can purchase the book there. You can go to Amazon and search for The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. And either of those places are a great place to buy the book.